Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Men's Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He got a great plan for your life. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost field ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We have had some wonderful services in them jails and prisons before the coronavirus struck our country. Now we're in 2022 and the coronavirus, we're coming out the coronavirus. You can lift your hands up and praise God for that. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we're getting ready to go back and do what the Lord called us to do into, amen, the jails and prisons again. Praise God, to minister the word of God. Amen. Amen. On today, we have a powerful message. Praise God. We're going to be talking about working for the Lord, laboring in the vineyard for God. Amen. But before we get to that, amen, Missionary Velvet is here. Amen. Praise God. And we're going to have a wonderful program today. Amen. To really bless your soul. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So, amen. Call your neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this wonderful program. Praise God. And those you're incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. Praise God for all the wonderful things that's going on. Amen. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. We thank God. Amen. Because the Lord is good. The Lord has blessed us. Praise God. Amen. To move on into the springtime, praise God, of 2022. Praise God. Amen. And the Lord is good to us. Amen. We thank God for it. But as we move into this time, we look at all the violence going on in our country. Amen. Our unclean spirit from hell has polluted our country with all the violence among the streets, among the teens. All the killings are going on and things of that nature. All that's sad. Amen. When you take a life, you can't bring it back. Young people cutting their life off short, leaving this world, not able to live their life here on the earth. All of that's really sad. The Bible says in St. John 10:10, the thief come not but for to kill, steal, and destroy. Satan is doing these things, destroying people's lives. Amen. And taking them away from the earth, cutting their life short. It's sad. People need Jesus. You hear me? Folks need the Lord. They need Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just look at the statistics that's out from April of 2022. That was last month, in the month of April. Praise God. The list of, amen, incidents that happened across the country. Amen. Just, amen, pulling from this long list, which is a very long list, but I'm just going to hit some of the ones that, amen, praise God, from the list, such as, amen, April the 24th, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Praise God, two incidents from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, involving teen shootings. Praise God. April the 25th, Columbus, Ohio. Amen. That was a teen shooting. Amen. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, April the 25th, 2022. Amen. St. Louis, Missouri, also April the 25th, 2022. Corpus Christi, Texas, April the 25th, 2022. Amen. Two incidents in Corpus Christi. Amen. Kenner Square, Pennsylvania, April the 25th, 2022. Amen. Yanceyville, North Carolina, April the 25th, 2022. Amen. San Jose, California, April the 25th, 2022. Amen. Vacotas, Georgia, also April the 25th. Amen. Of this year. Amen. Rock Hill, South Carolina, amen, April 25th. Amen. Wilmington, Delaware, April the 25th. 26th, I mean to say. And amen. Rock Hill, South Carolina, April the 26th. Glory to God. Amen. April the 26th also in, praise God, Michigan. Amen. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, April the 26th. Amen. And Anderson, South Carolina, April the 26th. And April the 26th in Winston-Salem, amen, North Carolina. Praise God. Amen. And then you got, amen, Suffolk, Virginia, April the 26th. Amen. Louisville, Kentucky, April the 27th. Amen. Then Chicago, Illinois, April 27th. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, April 27th. And amen, two incidents there. And an amen, two and an incident in Greenville, South Carolina, and in Midfield, Florida. Amen. Now, I just call them cities. All of that going on in just 1 month, all that activity. Now, that's just a drop in the bucket compared to all the activities going on in this country. If there's ever a praying time, it's now. It's ever a time for people to get serious, it's now. It's ever a time to serve the Lord, it's now. It's ever a time to seek God, it is now. Because of the violence that's going on in our country, in our land. Praise God. Amen. So much is happening across the 50 states in the United States. Not only the 50 states, but around the world. But we need to seek the Lord and be saved. Seek the Lord and be saved. That's the wisest thing for people to do. Praise God. Seek the Lord and be saved. Because it's bad for a person to be putting guns in folks' face. It's bad for people to fight things off, shooting. Praise God. So we need to really, amen, combat the problem through prayer, through fasting. Telling the people they need Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Folks need Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Folks need the Lord. Amen. I take time on radio because these situations need to be addressed. Now, I can get high in the spirit and preach a wonderful message. But these things need to be addressed because there's so much going on in our streets. People are really scared. And we need to really deal with the problem. Praise God. Amen. Missionary Velvet, praise the Lord. Amen. What you have, amen, to amen, bring to the broadcast today with your singing.
Praise the Lord. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I mean, because the Lord, He is the one that we need. The song said, Jesus is the answer for the world today. He is the one that we can depend on no matter what's trouble or no matter what is going on. We can call on the name of Jesus. After the song the Lord was giving me recently, we got to be determined that we're going to hold on, that we're not going to give up. And he said, have that determined, don't let go, don't give in, but hold on until the Lord bless you. Have that determined, don't let go. Don't give in, but hold on until God bless you. God is not slack concerning His promise. He said it, and He will perform it. He that asks it shall receive it. He that seeketh shall find it. He that knocketh, and the door shall be open. If you ask anything according to His will and believe in your heart, God shall give it to you. So hold on, have that determined mind. Don't let go, don't give in. Hold on. And wait patiently for the Lord to answer you, to bless your soul. Because He will fulfill every good desire. He will provide your every need according to his riches and glory. So have that determined mind. Don't give up. Don't give in. Hold on. Hold on. He that cometh to God must believe that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I remember reading about Jacob in the Bible. He wrestled with the angel to the break of day. And he said, I will not let go. I will not let go until you bless me. Even when his thigh bone was out of joint, I just can't imagine how painful this was. But he still said, I won't let go. I won't let go. I'm gonna hold on tight until you bless me. So we're telling us today, in this day, in this time, that no matter what's going on, oh, that we got to have that determined mind. That we will not let go. That we will not give in. We will hold on. We're going to hold on until God bless us, until he give us victory. So what you need to do is just hold on. Please hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Because Jesus will never say no. Jesus is always there for you. So hold on, hold on, and have that determined mind. You won't let go, you won't give in, you will hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, until Jesus bless your soul. Until he give you the answer that you need. Because he is the very one that can answer everything. That can solve every problem. So hold on, be determined, and don't let go. Don't let go. Keep on praying. Keep on calling until he answer you.
Praise the Lord, amen. That's so wonderful. With that song from my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet, saying, hold on, don't let go.
Praise the Lord.
One thing about Jesus, he will give you hope in the midst of all this violence, all this trouble that's out here in our land. Jesus will give you hope. Let you know you can live. You ain't got to be suffering with all under all this evil and violence over here. But the Lord will protect you in the midst of trouble. He will give you deliverance. He will set
Hallelujah.
You free. Praise God. Amen. Jesus will give you power to overcome all of these evil things that's out here. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that wonderful word. Amen. Amen. Selection coming from Missionary Velvet. Praise God. Amen. Now, praise the Lord. Amen. As we move on, praise God, here on the broadcast, praise the Lord, we're going to be talking about the message, talking about labor, working for the Lord. It's time to work for Jesus. So many people are working for the flesh. But we need to work for Jesus, because what we do for Christ will last. Amen. We need to work, time to work for your soul. Amen. Let's go to the Gospel according to St. John 6:27. Praise the Lord. What did Jesus say to the crowd, Missionary Velvet? Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
St. John 6:27. And it said, labor not for the meat which perish, but for that meat which endures unto everlasting life.
Now Jesus told the crowd, said, labor not for the meat that perish, but for the meat that endureth to everlasting life. Let you know, praise our God, amen. The Lord wants us to work for something that will be eternal. Don't just work for stuff that's natural. Now, people were so quick to work for the natural, what they see in this world. Amen. They labor for food. They labor for something that will benefit the body. That's natural. But we need to labor for something eternal. That is to, for our soul to spend eternity somewhere. That's what's going to benefit us for everlasting through life. Because we got to live after we leave this world. Amen. The world here is temporarily. All this is just temporary. We're just going to be here for a season. But what we need to do is to get ready for the world to come. That's what the devil don't want people to do. The devil don't want folk to be ready. But the thing is to labor for that which endureth into everlasting life. Get your soul right with God. That's the most important thing. Get your soul right with God. It's nice to do things here in this world. It's nice to get an education for your college degree and all of that, for you have a good job. Amen. Get a good career with a good job. Excel in the military with your good, amen, awards and things. Oh, that's wonderful. Be a good basketball player. Oh, that's nice. But what will you do about your soul? Because your soul has to spend eternity somewhere. People do good in this world. That some people, amen, achieve great goals, such as, amen, high positions, good paying jobs. Oh, that's wonderful. Get a good, amen, place to live, a good mansion, a good house. Amen. Have good vehicles to drive. Own property, own lands, own businesses. Oh, that's wonderful. But it comes down to what will you do for your soul? Where will your soul spend eternity? Amen. Praise God. Look at people excel in the, amen, sports industry. Ball players. Amen. Do real good in the ball field. Praise God. Do good in the Olympics. Oh, that's nice. But where will you spend eternity? That's the most important thing. Don't get caught up in this natural world. This natural world is only for a season. But do what's very important. Work on your soul salvation. And people need to understand and know that. Because folk, we're going to leave here. And what we do in this world is only for this earth. It only follows you to the grave. But what we need to do is to prepare ourselves to meet God. And God is looking for the Holy Ghost. He's looking for the Spirit. He's not looking for these natural things. He's not looking for your bachelor's degree. He's not looking for your master's or doctor's degree. He's not looking for your theological degree. He's looking for the Spirit, the Holy Ghost. He's looking for the blood of Jesus. Amen. He's looking for a life that you dedicate yourself to the Lord, living for Jesus. That's what he's looking for. That's why I preach it. That's the most important thing. Now, Jesus trying to let people know, laboring for the meat that endure to everlasting life is more important than laboring for the body. And people, we need to understand that. Glory to God. Amen. St. Luke, the 12th chapter, Missionary Velvet. Glory to God. Amen. St. Luke 12, amen, and then start reading at verse 17. Or verse 16, rather. Verse 16.
And he spake a parable to them saying, the ground of a certain rich man bought for a plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this is what I do. I will pull down my barns and be a greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my good.
Now, this man was rich. He wanted to see what to do to store up all his possessions. So he said he's going to, amen, tear down his barns and build bigger ones so he can help store a whole lot of stuff up. Amen. What did he say?
And I would say to my soul, soul, thou hast much good land up for many years.
Amen. Now, he was getting ready to live in this world. Amen. Like so many young people are doing, so many people doing. Amen. Saying they're getting ready to live in this world.
Now, the old saints used to say, sing the song saying, I'm getting ready to leave this world. I'm getting ready for the day to come. Keeping my record right. Watching both day and night. I'm getting ready to leave this world. That's what the old saints used to say. Because they was getting ready for eternity. They was getting ready to meet Jesus. They want to go to heaven. But in this world, in 2022, you got young people saying, I'm getting ready to live in this world. I got my brand new car, got my brand new house, or whatever, got my amen, new education. I'm getting ready to live in this world like this rich man. Amen. He told him to build his barns, build bigger barns, store up, and said, for many years, amen, I can rest. The folks say, you got your whole world ahead of you. True, you got your whole world ahead of you. But the Lord wants you to know, you must get your soul right with God. Because you never know when the end going to be. And people need to understand, know that. It was appointed for a man to die. Amen. I know you can live your life when you're young. And you got your whole life ahead of you. But there's no guarantee you will be here these number of years. We need to get our soul right with the Lord. Amen. Seek the Lord. What did the Bible say, Missionary Bell?
And I was saying to my soul, soul, thou hast much good laid up for many years. Take thy ease, eat, drink, and be merry.
Amen. And that's the way people are now. They want to flourish in this world. Just, amen, enjoy this world. Enjoy life. Eat, drink, and be merry. That's a lot. Partying going on. A lot going on. Partying going on. Amen. Drinking and doing and just enjoying life. Living it up, as people say. Live your life to the fullness, as people may say. Traveling and doing. Going places. Amen. Enjoying life. Vacationing. Enjoying life. But the question is, where will your soul spend eternity? Suppose people be cut off in hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, the violence going on. Where will you spend eternity? Car wrecks, plane crashes, whatever goes on. Where will you spend eternity? That's the question. You need to be concerned about your soul hereafter. Don't put your whole life into this natural world. Amen. What did Jesus say about that rich man, Missionary
Bell? God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided?
Amen.
So is he that lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
Amen. Letting you know, if you just depend on this natural world, depend on your education, depend on your military career, depend on your, amen, money you have, flourish in this world, try to be a good citizen in this world, that is not enough to get you into heaven. When in order to get to heaven, you must be born again. You got to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. You got to be baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. You must give up sin in order to make it into the kingdom of God. That's what you must do, and people must understand. You just can't go to heaven just because you're a good person, just because you fed the hungry, you clothed the naked, you visited the sick. Amen. You help people that was in need. That's beautiful, but that's not enough to go to heaven on. You must be receive the life that come from God through Jesus Christ. And people need to understand, know that. Praise the Lord. Right now, I'm going to get ready for the wonderful prayer of faith. Amen. At the close of the broadcast, let's get ready for prayer. Because prayer do change things. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this wonderful program. Amen. Praise God. Looking on, amen, wanting the people to labor for the meat that endure to everlasting life. Lord, look on the people in mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. blot their transgressions, cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers, fill them up, run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, amen, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand of Calvary. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Lord, drive out the evil spirit for drugs. Lord, amen, for drinking and smoking, amen. Praise God. And those that steal and rob, Lord, use guns and rob people, shoot people. Lord, cast them demons out to people and set the people free by your divine power. Lord, amen, glory to God. Amen. Deliver the people that's on, amen, praise God, living, amen, their life under, praise God, amen, being, amen, serving natural life in prison. Praise God. Amen. Lord, deliver them and set them free. Praise God. Amen. That they'll know you as their Lord and Savior while they're doing their time in prison. Glory to God. Lord, amen, glory to God, they're serving life sentences. Lord, I want you, amen, to touch the people in prisons. Praise God. Lord, deliver them and set them free. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up, say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God, here comes my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise. And the song says, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so, hallelujah. Jesus loved each and every one of us, hallelujah. You heard the message and the prayer from Ella Holmes. I mean, he is wanting us and encouraging us to seek the Lord for ourselves so that we can be able to spend eternity with Jesus Christ. And I say, you know, you believe that prayer, the Lord has touched your life. So you hold on to that and keep on praying and keep on seeking the Lord and don't let go. And you have that determined mind that you're not going to let go until Jesus bless your soul. Until Jesus solve whatever problem you may have, and he will do that just for you. Doe behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. As I often say, but Jesus loves you even more. And he has a plan for you to prosper and have hope. He has not forgotten you, and you are not alone. So all he is doing is waiting for you to let him in, and he will solve any problem you have. Those in the free with your prayer support of our ministry, continue to pray for us as we pray for you. God has a blessing with your name on it too, and God can answer every problem that you have. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I encourage you, I implore you to give God a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vera and myself. Amen. Soon we'll get a green light. Be ready to go back into, amen, ministering to those that's incarcerated in the jails and prison, spreading the love of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Those in the free world, cling to our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website. We thank God for all of you that's clicking on to the website. Praise God. Just continue to help yourself. Be blessed. Amen. The many activities on our website. Amen. Those of you prisoners that speak the Spanish language, write our ministry with Spanish-speaking material. Call Jesus, love the Spanish-speaking people. Glory to God. Amen. Today's broadcast, this missionary, this Chaplain Holmes and Missionary Velvet, amen, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you. Till next week, amen, at the same time for more, the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry Broadcast. God bless you. I love you. Praise God. God bless you. Praise God. Amen.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like the items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.